then Tyler, back to Rowdy, then to Jeremy. Tyler wide open for three, drives, passes it to Ryu, then Jeremy. Gonna pass it off to Ryu and then Rowdy. Wide open three, takes it. A little short. Peter gets a rebound, back up for two, and it's good. Eagles 29, Lynx 30. Number three is gonna pass it to 20 at the wing, dribbling up top, passing it to five, back to 20. Gonna pass it to number three, wide open for three, decides not to take it. Ryu playing heavy defense on him, making sure he doesn't get that shot off. 20 in the corner, struggling. Off his foot. Tyler will get the steal. He's gonna try the fast break. And that is a travel on Tyler. It'll be Manicotic ball. Up by one, 29-30. Number three is gonna hold it at the wing, passing it back up top to number five. Then the 34 back to five. Then the 20 at the wing. And that will be a foul on Tyler. Just barely reached in there. Uh-huh. 34 is going to pass it off to three. Ethan. Number 20 is going to have it deep on the wing. Dribbles up top, handing it off to number three. Gonna drive, puts it up for two, no good. Sam Porter, rebound. Tyler's gonna drive and be out of bounds on Manicotic. Trying to get that steal. Tyler's gonna pass it off to Rowdy in the corner, then to Jeremy. Gonna try to drive. Passes out to Peter, puts it up for two. No good. Number 34 to get the rebound from Manicotic, passing it off to 20. Puts it up for two. No good. 34 gets the rebound. Ryu will take the ball down for the Eagles. Passing off to Tyler, back to Ryu, and then Jeremy, wide open for three, decides to drive and take the lane. Passing off to Rowdy. Gonna take the three, no good. Manicotic will get the rebound, and that will be a foul on the rebound from Jeremy. That will be the Eagles' second foul, and Brandon will call a timeout. The Eagles at 29, Lynx at 32, 2 minutes, 18 seconds left of the third. Manicotic has three fouls, two left to give, and Eagles have three left to give before they're in the bonus.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn.
It'll be Manicotic ball. Number three will take it down. He's gonna put it up for three early. No good. He's gonna let it go out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint ball. Ree will take the ball down. Gonna pass it to Tyler, back to Ryu. Then to Tyler. Could have took the three, decided not to. Ryu puts it up for three. A little bit short. Manicotic gets the rebound. 20 will take it down. Gonna pass it to number 34. Puts it up for a long three. And it's good! Lynx now at 35, Eagles 29. Ryu's gonna take the ball down. Rowdy's going to pass it off to Ryu, then to Jeremy, a high post. Number 5 gets the steal. Going to attempt the fast break, loses it off of his foot, and it'll be sound point ball. Jeremy's going to hand it off to Ryu, he's going to take the ball down. Going to pass it to Tyler. Going to dribble it up top. Tries to drive, gets trapped. Passes up to Rowdy, puts it up a 2, no good. Eagles at 29, Lynx at 35. 1 minute left to go of the third. 34 is going to pass it out to number 13. If you just check in. Number 34 will hand it off to 20. Then to number 3. He's going to pass it to 20. Loses it out of bounds. It'll be sound point ball. Peter looking for the tech since the number 20 threw the slammed the ball on the ground. Soundpoint's gonna throw the ball around up top. Trying to look for a wide open 3. Or stalling the ball, I don't know. Tyler will put up a 3, no good. Manicotta's gonna get the rebound, loses it out of bounds. The sound point ball. There's on the court on sideline. Ryu's gonna pass it out to Tyler. Back to Ryu, back to Tyler. Then to Ryu, open for 3, takes it. No good. It'll be out of bounds on Manicotic with 1 second left of the third. Rowdy has to get the shot off. That will be the end of the third quarter with the Eagles at 29, Lynx at 35.
All right, we've got a little bit of a third quarter break, so we will hold off until we get back to the gameplay. In the meantime, Jim and Shirley, thank you.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sand Point above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring 2-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Okay, we have a little.
Eagles 29, Lynx 35. Beginning of the fourth, it will be Manicotic ball, half court. Gonna pass it at number 3. Wait for them to set up an offense. Passing it off to number 13 at the wing. Gonna drive, passes out. Ryu gets a steal. Gonna slow down the offense a little bit. Gonna pass it off to Tyler. Then Ryu, then Peter at high post. Then Tyler, you're gonna drive. Passing off to Ryu, up for 3. In and out. Now Dakota will get the rebound, passing it to number 5. And that will be a travel, and it will be sound point ball. Eagles down by 6, 7.5 minutes left, the fourth quarter. Tyler at the wing, passing it to Peter in the corner, wide open, takes the 3, no good, a little bit short. Rowdy saves it, passing it out to Peter, and then to Tyler. He's gonna drive, puts it up down. Sandpoint will keep it on their side. Tyler's going to pass it to Rowdy. Going to pass it to Peter. Power dribbles in, passes it off to Tyler. And that will be a foul on number three for Manicotic. I think that will be his second. Oh, no, that would be a fourth foul. Rio gets to save the ball for the... Oh. And he throws the ball up. It goes out of bounds. The Manicotic ball number three is going to take... Internet keeps going in and out. Crown Point has possession. Jeremy's going to pass it out to Tyler, then to Rowdy. Then to Ryu, wide open for the corner three, takes it. No good. Peter gets the rebound. Going to pass it to Rowdy. Tries putting it up, loses the ball, and that will be a foul on Manicotic. And Rowdy will be shooting too.
All right, a little network congestion in Naknek, but it's coming. This is KSDP. This is Virgil. A little bit of dead air. Never heard anyone have coverage of your Sandpoint Eagles in mere moments. And thank you to Rivera for bringing you this play-by-play. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KSDP Radio, we will have video there too. You can watch it.
That will be number 34's first foul. First shot is good. Number three from Manicotic only has one foul left to give. He seems to be the star player of the team. That'll be out of bounds on Peter from the rebound. Eagles down by 5, 30 to 35. 6 minutes left. Tyler is going to drive. Puts up a two. No good. A little bit short. Manicotic will get the rebound. He's going to try driving it all the way. Putting up a two. No good. Gets his own rebound. Passes out to 34 and then to 13 up top. Hands it off to 34. Then to 5. Then to 13. Back to 20. Eagles playing tight defense, making sure nobody gets a shot off. Number 20 stuck. Passes off to 13, then to 34. Gets slow down and control the ball. Passes off to 20 at the wing. Gonna pass it to 3, wide open for 3, takes it. A little off the back rim. Peter gets the rebound, hands it off to Rowdy. Gonna pass it to Jeremy, and that will be a trap. A travel on Jeremy. The Manicotic ball, number 20, will take it down. Gonna pass it off to 34. Then to number 5, finding number 3 down low, and Rowdy gets the steal. Ree will take it down. Going to pass it to Rowdy. Going to drive in. Putting it up for 2, and it's good. Now at 32, Lynx 35. The Manicotic ball, number 34, up to 20, puts it up for 3, and it's good. Lynx now at 38, Eagles 32, 4 minutes left of the fourth. Ree will have it up top, passing it to Jeremy, driving it, putting it up Tyler, and then Ree up for 3, and it's good. 34, then a three. Lynx now at 41, Eagles at 35. Tyler will have it at the wing, passing out to Ryu. Back to Tyler. Gonna find Jeremy. Tries to drive it in. Back to Tyler. Fouling to number 34, gets a steal. And that will be a backcourt violation. On Manicotic, it'll be 10-point ball. 3 minutes left of the fourth. Number one's gonna check in for 34 for Manicotic. Lynx at 41, Eagles 35. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left of the fourth. On the court for the Eagles is Rowdy, Jeremy, Tyler, Ryu, and Peter. Peter will inbound at sideline, handing it off to Ryu. Finds Peter, puts up the drive, and one! Only gets one free throw. He could cut the score down. 3 points. Let's cut the lead. Number 34 will check back in. Free throw in and out. Rowdy gets the rebound, finds Jeremy, then Tyler, then Ryu. He's gonna hand it off to Peter, then Jeremy, handing it off to Peter. Gonna find Ryu, and that will be out of bounds, and it'll be Manicotic ball. Manicotic will inbound at half court line. Number 20 is gonna take it down, passing it to three. Finds 20, then back to three, puts it up for two. In and out. Peter gets the rebound, finding Rowdy. That'll be a timeout for Sandpoint. The Lynx at 41, the Eagles 37, 2 minutes and 24 seconds left of the fourth.
All right, got a little timeout right there. We're going to say thank you to the King Cove Corporation.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And we are still running a timeout. We've got the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles and the Manicotic Lynx almost done. They're in their third quarter, and we shall see who moves on in this bracket. After this, we have the Lady Eagles in mere moments with the New Haven Malamutes. And that'll be coming to you live from
the end of the timeout. It'll be Sandpoint ball on their side of the court. Eagles 37, Lynx 41, 2 minutes and 24 seconds left, of course. Ryu puts it up at three early. No good. Rowdy gets the rebound. He's going to find Tyler. Drives, puts it up at two. A little bit short. Manicotic will get the rebound. Passing it to number three. Wide open for the lane. Ryu will bring the ball down, passing it to Tyler. Then back to Ryu. Jeremy's wide open, but I can't find him. Passing it to Ryu, up for three, in and out. Manicotic gets the rebound, passing off to number 34. He's going to take the ball down, transiting off to 20, and then to 5, then back to 34, up for three, air ball. Peter gets the rebound, handing off to Rowdy to take the ball down. Going to pass it to Peter, takes the three, air ball. Jeremy gets the rebound, passes out to Tyler, then to Rowdy, then to Ryu. Gonna drive, pass it out to Peter, wide open for two. A little bit short. Manicotic will take the ball down. They're gonna stall the ball, just gonna pass it around. That'll be a foul on Ryu. That was a good call. Stop the ball. That will be Ryu's first foul. And Brandon will call another timeout. The Eagles at 37, Lynx at 43, 1 minute, 9 seconds left. To go with the fourth. And he'll get fouled. And he'll be able to put up another two free throws. Oh, wait, no, the foul was on the ground. Roddy will inbound it on their side. Number 20 gets the steal. Passing to number 5. And that will be a backcourt violation. Sounds tally for the 3. Matic Cody gets the rebound. 35 seconds left of the 4th. Number 20 puts it up for 2-1. Sound point 37. Lynx 45. 32.9 seconds left of the 4th. The free throw goes in. Rowdy's gonna take the ball down. He has no time to waste. Ryu's gonna drive. Gets trapped. And that will be a foul on Manicotic. And I think he will be put to the line because now they're in bonus. But Brandon calls another timeout. With the Eagles at 37, Lynx at 46, 25 seconds left to go with the 4th. Tyler passes it back to Rowdy, wide open for the 3, takes it a little bit short. Dawson gets some playing time. Comes in for Jeremy. Manicotic's gonna stall the ball. That'll be a foul on Rowdy. The Manicotic ball sideline. That'll be Rowdy's second foul. And Kaipo will come in for Rowdy. The Eagles at 37, Lynx 46. Just 5 seconds left to go. Manicotic keeps the ball. Tyler tipping it out of bounds. 20 is going to pass it at number 5, and then the 3. Swings it. Dawson almost gets a steal. And that will be the end of the game. The Eagles at 37, Lynx 46. 7-point Lady Eagles up next in about 10 minutes. On the carrying back.
Yeah.
right. We are coming on to the next game of the evening. We have the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the New Halen Malamutes coming up next on deck. In case you missed it, the boys, the Sandpoint Eagles and the Manicotic Lynx. Sandpoint boys, 37. Manicotic Lynx, 46. This is all live game action from Naknek, Alaska for the 2025 AML Sockeye Classic. Stay tuned. We've got games at 6:30, which should be starting any second, and at 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. This is Virgil. Go, little queenie. A little bit of child filling the time. This is Virgil, and we're getting ready for the next game. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the New Halen Malamutes will begin in mere moments. How about that one? Yeah. All right, a little dragon attack to fill the time, and we will be bringing you live coverage of the Lady Eagles, your Lady Eagles, all the way from Naknek, Alaska, for the 2025 AML Sockeye Classic. We've got two more games for this evening, and then we'll bring you rookies in the morning at the 9 a.m. But in the meantime, we got the New Haven Malamutes and the Sandpoint Eagles. We got the girls playing here in mere moments, or might even be underway. We're waiting for our announcer, and we'll bring it to you. You can always check out facebook.com/KSDP radio, and that'll take you to the live play-by-play action, I think. Sometimes it's on the Sandpoint School Sports page. But one of the two, and you'll find us, and we'll make sure and get it as much as we can over the airwaves for free on an ubiquitous thing called radio. Let's see, what else do we got? How about, oh my gosh, that's not it. That's not it. How about that?
I want it all. Hey, hey. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Adventure seeker on an empty street. Just an alley creeper, light on his feet. A young fighter screaming, with no time for doubt. With the pain and anger, can't see a way out. It ain't much time asking, I heard him say, gotta find me a few.
Internet wasn't connecting for the beginning of the trip. Misty will get the steal. She's going to bring the ball down. Passing out to Morgan. Putting it up for two, no good. Number 32 will get the rebound for the Malamutes. On the court for the Lady Eagles is Morgan, Charlotte, Mia, Precious, and Misty. Malamutes have possession. Up at the wing, picks up her dribble, pass it off to number 24, then 33, up for three, no good. Charlotte will get the rebound. Gonna take it down, putting it up for two, no good. Malamutes get the rebound. And number 31's gonna trip her teammate. Takes a minute to get up, she seems fine. Both scoreless for both teams. 6 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. The first.
There he is.
32 is going to pass it to number 24 at the wing. Passing it out to number 33. Then to 24. Back to 32. Going to pass it to 24. Wide open for three. Takes it. A little off the back rim. Misty gets the rebound. Going to take the ball down, passing it off to Morgan to take the ball down. Going to find Precious down low, puts it up at two, gets blocked by 33. Malamutes now have possession. 32 is going to pass it to 24, back to 32, and then to 13. Then to 33, wide open for three, takes it in and out. Mia will get the rebound. And that will be a foul on the Malamutes. Charlotte will inbound. Malamutes have a press. Passing it to Charlotte. Passing it to Mia. Wide open up for two, and it's good. Eagles now at two, Malamutes zero. 24 is going to pass it to 13. Misty tips it out of bounds from trying to get that steal. 5 minutes, 36 seconds left of the first. Eagles at two, Malamutes zero. 32 is going to pass it. It's number 24. Trying to find 31 at the block. out of bounds from the pass. 31 didn't get it. The sound point ball. Char's going to inbound it, passing it to Morgan. Finding Misty. Mia picks up a two, no good. Now he needs to get the rebound. Going to pass it to 32. Oh, long three. A little bit heavy off the backboard, or off the rim. Sound point gets the rebound, passing it to Morgan. He's going to drive, putting it up for two. Gets the foul. And she will be shooting two. First shot, no good. Second, a little bit short. Precious gets the rebound. Finding Morgan, passing it out to Precious. Puts it up for two, no good. Malamutes gets the rebound. 32 will take it down. Sound point ball, gonna pass it to Mia. Three, Eagles two. 4 minutes, 37 seconds left of the first.
No.
Malamutes will inbound from the sideline. Nice. 32's gonna pass it to 13. Back to 32, then to 24, wide open for three, takes it. A little bit short, air ball. Misty saves it, passes it to Morgan. Finds Charlotte, puts it up for two, and it's good. Eagles now at four, Malamutes three. Number 32 is gonna pass it out to 24. Back to 32. Gonna hold the ball. Passing out to 24. Lobs it over to 32. Takes the three. And it's good. Malamutes at six. Eagles at four. Charlotte's going to inbound it. Passing it to Morgan. Charlotte throws it away. Passing it to 13. Putting it up for two. No good. 32 puts it back up for two. And it's good. That'll be a timeout for Sound Point. The Eagles at four, Malamutes at eight. 3 minutes and 29 seconds left to go of the first.
It is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
That'll be the end of the timeout. Charlotte's going to end down to Morgan. Passing it to Precious. 30, 24 almost gets the steal. Precious slowing it down, takes the three. And it's good. Eagles now at seven, Malamutes eight. Malamutes have possession. 24 at the wing, tossing it back up top. Back to 24. 32 at the wing, struggling, looking for a pass. Then he's 24 back to 32. Gonna pass it to 24 back to 32 up top. Long three. No good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up for two. And it goes in. Charlotte's gonna inbound it, passing it to Morgan. Back to press. Charlotte taking the ball down. Gonna find Precious. Finding Morgan, putting it up for two, no good. Malamutes get the rebound. 24 wide open for the three, decides to take it off the back rim. Misty will get the rebound, and that will be a foul on the Malamutes. Malinets at 10, Eagles at 7. 2 minutes and 16 seconds left to go of the first. Morgan's gonna pass it out to Misty. Finding Precious. 2-on-1. Mia puts it up for 2 and it's good. Now, 32 is gonna take it down. Finding 24 at the wing. Then the 13 at the other wing. Almost loses the ball. And that will be an over and back on the Malinets. 13 throwing the ball to the other side and 32 picking it up. The sound point ball. Charlotte's going to inbound it in half court. Passing it to Morgan. Then to Precious. Then back to Morgan. Wide open for 2. Puts it up and it's good. Malinets have the ball. Eagles at 11, Malinets at 10. 24 is going to pass it to 12, then to 32. It's going to take the drive, putting it up for 2, no good. 24 will get the rebound, passing it off to 13 at the wing. Then to 32 up top, and then 24 at the wing. Hands it off to 13. Takes one dribble, picks it up. 32 will have it at the wing, passing it to 24, and then to 13. Finding 3 up, down low. Then 31 puts it up for 2, in and out. Precious will get the rebound. Hands it off to Morgan. Gonna pass it to Precious. And they lose the ball. And they'll be out of bounds on Malinets. Sandpoint will have the ball. Number 33 comes in for 3 for the Malinets. 52 seconds left at the first. Charlotte's gonna drive in. And that will be a double dribble on Charlotte, and it'll be Malinets' ball. Eagles at 11, Malinets 10, 46 seconds left of the first. is gonna pass it to 31. Back to 32. Then to 24, back to 32. Just gonna hold the ball. Gonna drive to the wing. And that'll be out of bounds on Charlotte. Malinets will have it on their side. 32 is gonna pass it to 31, then back to 32. Finds 24. 31 puts up a 3 air ball. And that'll be out of bounds. I don't think I've ever seen her shoot a 3 before. She's more of a defender than an offensive player. Number 31 steals the ball out of bounds. It'll be sound point ball half court. Precious getting double teamed almost. Morgan passing it up. First quarter with the Eagles at 11, Malinets at 10.
All right, we got a little bit of a break right there. If you didn't catch that, thank you to Rivera, bringing you play-by-play action of the 2025 AML Sockeye Classic. AML Alaska Marine Lines, I believe they are the sponsor of this year's tournament. Moving on, Sand Point Lady Eagles 11, New Haven Malamutes 10. Got a little bit of time. We're going to say a big thank you.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
That'll be the end. end of the timeout, or end of the first quarter. And it looks like we'll be now in this ball. We'll take it down for the Malamutes. Taking it slow. Gonna pass it off to 31. Then to 33 at the wing. Back to 31. Missy tips it. 31 gets it back. 33. Passing off to 32. Then to 31. Finding high post, 24, and then she's going to drive, picks up her dribble, passing it to 13. Misty gets the steal, and looks like she got fouled, but nobody called it. And it'll be 7-point ball out of bounds on the Malamute. Charlotte's going to inbound it to Morgan. And the sleeves are wide open. Mia passes it to Mia, and she gets fouled from the shot. Gets to put up two free throws. 7 minutes, 11 seconds left of first. On the court for the Lady Eagles is Precious, Misty, Mia, Charlotte. Mia's second shot is good. Malamutes will have possession. Gonna pass it to 31, then a 33 in the corner. Then a 31 up top. Takes one dribble, picks it up. Morgan making sure he doesn't get a pass off in the paint. 33, long three, a little bit short. Precious was trying to let it go, but 31 gets the rebound. Be out of bounds on Mia. It'll be Malamute's ball on their side of the court. 13's gonna inbound it, 32 wide open. Puts it up and it's good. Malamute's now at 12, Eagles 13. Misty will take the ball down. Gonna find Mia forcing the pass. 13 gets the steal. Number 24 wide open. Misty blocks it. She's out of bounds from the deflection. Be Malamute's ball on their side. Passing it out to 32, then 31. Trying to drive, but Misty Morgan making sure she doesn't get it. 24 in the corner, passing to 31, driving it. Loses it out of bounds, and it'll be a 7-point ball. Precious trips number 32. Or the other way around. I don't know. Be out of bounds on 33 from the Malamutes. 7 point still keeps it. Passing it to Morgan, out of bounds. Morgan is going to try to chase the ball. The Malamutes ball on their side. 13 to 24, and then 31 up top. Then Tom Heinrich off to 32, then 33. He's going to drive. Putting it up for two. No good. Mia will get the rebound. Tossing it up to Morgan. Chucking it all the way down. Charlotte up for two. No good. Throw a heavy. Will have it up top. Then 32. Eagles at 13, Malamutes 12, 5.5 seconds left to go of the second. That'll be a timeout for New Haven, I think. Lady Eagles 13, Malamutes 12. 5 minutes and 28 seconds left of the second quarter.
She keeps him always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunfighting genitine.
I think it's Melanie's ball. Misty almost gets a steal. Morgan gets the steal. Passing it all the way down to Misty. A little bit short. A little bit too much of a pass. They keep it. The out of bounds on number 24, trying to deflect the pass. Precious will inbound it to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to drive. Puts it up for two. No good. Trying to tip it out to Precious, but number 24 gets it instead. Passing it to 32. Then to 24, back 32. A little bit too high of a pass, but she still gets it. Morgan falling for the screen, and that will be a foul. Be a foul on Morgan. That would be Morgan's second foul. Looks like Summer's gonna come in for Morgan. Thirteen puts up a three. No good. Missy gets the rebound. Point ball sideline. Passing it to Summer. Oh. 32 gets the steal from the pass. Gonna try the fast break. Puts it up for two, no good. 33 puts it up. Just blocked by Precious. Charlotte gets the fast break. Puts it up for two, no good.